USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Donald Trump says he's considering legal action in response to charges against his campaign manager. Corey Lewandowski charged by police in Florida with simple assault. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with more.
And she was grabbing me. She was, does that mean that I'm supposed to file charges against her?
That's Republican candidate Donald Trump saying his campaign manager is being seriously maligned and that a simple battery charge against Corey Lewandowski is very unfair. Police in Florida charging Lewandowski after he allegedly grabbed and bruised a former Breitbart reporter Michelle Fields during a campaign event in Jupiter, Florida a few weeks ago.
I think it's very, very unfair to a man with a wonderful family back in New Hampshire who gets, what, a criminal situation over that?
Federal investigators review the contents of an iPhone belonging to one of the San Bernardino shooters. They were able to gain access to it without Apple's help. This is USA Radio News.
Tales of American Political History with Clinton Porter Hackney.
I've done at least three stories here about the White House, one on the development of the Oval Office, one about its complete rehab in the Truman administration, and then there was the White House Christmas tree story. But the Executive Mansion has such a long and rich history, you just can't get enough of it. This is the story of its very beginning and the early days of actually building it at the end of the 18th century. After you read enough about selecting the site, the architects and their designs, and the men who toiled to build the original structure, you come away knowing one thing for certain. Call it the Executive Mansion, call it the White House, call it 1600 Pennsylvania or whatever you please. But study its early days and you will know, without a doubt, that this is George Washington's house. Join us again next time for the beginning. This is Clinton Porter Hackney at cphackney.com.
Ted Cruz is being backed by Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker in the presidential race. He tells Fox News he's the candidate that could beat Hillary Clinton in November.
I think we can get united behind him at the convention and then turn the tables on Hillary Clinton, who is in horrible shape because of the deception she's given to the American people.
Walker announced his endorsement to the Texas senator yesterday, calling him a decent man who loves his country, promising to campaign on his behalf. A man who claims William Shatner's his biological father is suing the actor.
The 59-year-old radio DJ named Peter Sloan was given up for adoption only 5 days after his birth, but says his biological mother had a brief affair with Shatner in Toronto. Page 6 published court documents that reveal Shatner has denied that he is the man's father. They also reveal that Sloan says he was asked not to go public with his claims by someone connected to Shatner after meeting the actor on the set of TJ Hooker. For USA Radio News, I'm Tammy Rose.
This is USA Radio News.
Have you been to conservativetribune.com? Now, this is one of the most visited news sites in the entire world, and the reason is simple. Conservativetribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news. They're unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At conservativetribune.com, they don't make apologies for who they are or what they say. And if you're looking for more than just boring stories and simple thought, you go to conservativetribune.com. That's conservativetribune.com.
An Orange County lawmaker responds to the new minimum wage legislation. We get details from Randy Fuller.
Senator John Morlock of Costa Mesa says economic competitiveness and not more roadblocks for business will rebuild the state's economy.
Before we raise the minimum wage, we should be looking at a blueprint for restoring the economic vitality of the state of California.
He criticizes the minimum wage increase deal that Governor Brown announced this week.
Why don't we look at how we can make California more competitive?
Morlock says the state has already seen its share of economic issues for a while, and a minimum wage increase won't help.
We're constantly told that California has the highest poverty rate, and we're always reminded that it's the worst place to do business.
The deal announced this week would raise the statewide minimum wage from $10 per hour to $15 by 2022. I'm Randy Fuller.
As the start of the baseball season quickly approaches, teams will have a new tool at their disposal for 2016. The Wall Street Journal says that Major League Baseball's entering a multi-year agreement with Apple. It'll allow clubs to use an iPad Pro tablet in the dugout during games. The move correlates with MLB's lifting of a ban on laptops, tablets, and smartphones in the dugout. The iPads will have stats for managers and players and video content so a hitter can watch a pitcher that he's about to face. If you're looking for an Oculus Rift virtual reality headset, try eBay or Craigslist. This is because the popular new headset is already sold out through July at the retail price about $600. This is USA Radio News.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
The weather for Hunterdon County. It is currently 50 degrees. It is going to be sunny with a high near 59. Winds are coming from the southwest from 8 to 11 miles an hour. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a low around 39. Again, winds coming from the south, 6 to 8 miles an hour. Thursday, partly sunny with a high near 69, warming up a little bit. Still a little gusty with winds as high as 31 miles. But Thursday night, showers are likely. And then with the possible thunderstorms after 2 a.m. The low will be around 58. And Friday will be showers and possibly thunderstorms throughout the day with a high near 68. Friday night, a chance of rain continues mostly before 11 p.m. And then it will be mostly cloudy with a low of 44. Saturday will be partly sunny with a high near 57. And Sunday will be mostly sunny with a high near 44. So it'll get cool on Sunday. It is currently 12:07.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, a licensed professional counselor. I have a private practice here in Flemington, and I am your host for today's show. And I'm going to be talking about expectations and the power of expectations and their effects on our belief systems. Now, all of us have expectations. Some of us have expectations that are useful. Some of us have expectations, believe it or not, that can be detrimental. Some of these expectations can lead to anger, disappointment, sadness, confusion, broken relationships, poor lifestyle choices. They're actually very, very important and powerful, our expectations. So, we get them, we have them because we were taught them. We listen to other people say, I expect. And it's something that we oftentimes don't even recognize that we are living based on our expectations. It really does affect our lives a great deal. And also I'm going to talk a little bit about hope, because I think that oftentimes we can confuse expectations and hope. I know for myself it was one of my own personal struggles trying to define the difference between hope and expectation. And when I talk about belief systems, I am not talking about religious beliefs. I'm talking about cognitive beliefs in terms of how things should be and how all of those shoulds impact our lives. Generally speaking, when we have words like should or must, never, always, and yes, for those of you that have listened to me, these are cognitive behavioral cues. They often indicate that we have an expectation or a belief at play. Now, an expectation versus a hope. An expectation has attached to it a sense of, what's the word I'm looking for? Assurance. I expect something is going to happen. So when I decide I'm going to make some tea, and I turn the stove on, and I put water in the teapot, and I stick it on top of the flame, I definitely expect that we are going to have boiling water so that I can make tea. I expect when I go to the canister that has my tea bags, that I open it up, I will find tea bags. Chances are really high that this is going to happen, that I open up the cabinet, I get out a mug, I expect the mug to be there, I put it on the counter. I expect the counter to hold up my mug. I put the tea bag in. When water boils, as expected, I put the hot water into the cup with the tea bag and I expect it to brew and make tea. These are all expectations based on assurances, based on trial and error. In other words, the more I do this and the more I continue to have the same outcome, the more I expect this to happen, the more I expect it to be true. So expectations also have that sense, when I use the word assurance, validity, truth. I expect at some point later today that the earth is going to continue to rotate, it's going to get dark, and the sun will set, and I expect that tomorrow as the earth continues to rotate, the sun is going to come up, and we are going to have Thursday. Again, it's an assurance. It's happened for millions and millions of years. Chances are really high it's going to continue to happen. So an expectation has attached to it an assurance, a validity, a truth. From continued practice to continued outcome being the same. It's always the same. Put water in the teapot, put it on the stove, turn the stove on, water boils. It's the same outcome. I expect it to happen. Now we take these expectations and we mix them up with hope. And we mix them up in our relationships with friends, family, children, humanity. We mix them up with things that live. I plant a seed, I expect it to grow. I planted some hydrangeas. I had gotten some hydrangeas with Easter flowers, and I planted them. I was expecting that they were going to be fine. I was a little concerned it was going to be cold last night. I wasn't really, well, I'm going to say I was hoping that they were not going to be affected. But I wasn't sure. But I was hopeful. Okay. So with hope, there can be some expectation, but it's minimal. It's minimal. The hope leaves open a possibility. Well, my hydrangeas, I think, were affected by 28-degree weather last night, and so my hopes for their survival are kind of dashed. I don't think it's going to happen. Am I disappointed? I am. We'll see. We'll see what happens with them. But they look like they got affected by the cold. So I'm hopeful that they survive. I'm not necessarily expecting it. I don't have a strong assurance. So I'm going to take a little commercial break, and I will be back in a few moments continuing to talk about this topic and how it affects our lives. And I am Ruth Altamura Roll, licensed professional counselor and host for Counselor's Chat.
At Jersey Mike's, we think making a great sub sandwich and making a difference can be one and the same. Visit Jersey Mike's on Wednesday, March 30th. 100% of sales go toward helping a charity right in your own backyard.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntertonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community, bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. I'm also a licensed professional counselor with a practice here in Flemington, where I do, yes, counseling. I am talking today about expectations and belief systems, how they affect our lives, our relationships, our parenting. You know, expectations are useful. I'm not going to say that we should not have any expectations. They can be used to set goals. So I'm going to say they provide a sense of confidence that something is going to happen. Again, there's that assurance and confidence. Or self-confidence. I expect that I'm going to accomplish something. I have a goal. Now, to reach that goal, I do have some responsibility towards getting there. If I have a goal to save $365 and I expect that I'm going to reach that goal, I've taken that goal and I have broken it down into manageable segments. I'm going to save $1 a day. By the end of the year, $365, not so bad. Okay, that was interesting. I'm not sure what that sound was. But that's okay. That was unexpected. There you go. Unexpected. Now, the thing is that when we do not allow our expectations to be flexible, it can cause some problems. I expect to save $365. I have not developed any kind of system to get there. It becomes unmanageable because I've got 2 days left to reach my goal. And I'm angry, frustrated, disappointed, because I had expectations. Sometimes what happens is expectations can narrow our experience in life. So it causes impatience. It can limit our opportunities because I'm so focused. I expect something to happen. I'm so focused, it boxes me in. It can actually, and this is where it gets into troubles in relationships, it can get attached to criticism. I expected you to get home at a particular time. I expected to have this completed. I expected you to pick up after yourself. I expected you to get an A on your paper. I expected that you were going to bring me flowers for my birthday. I expected you were going to call the plumber. This is how expectations now affect our relationships and our parenting. I expect something from you. That means I have an assurance that you are going to meet my desire, whatever it is. I might not even tell you what it is, but I sure expect it. This becomes a mistaken aspect of expectations because it has narrowed. Okay, I expect that you're going to bring me flowers for my birthday. Instead, you brought me a puppy. I'm disappointed. I'm angry. I'm frustrated. Who the heck wants a puppy? Now that's work. Okay? I had a very narrow expectation of what you were going to do. Now you expected that I was going to be happy. Oh, a puppy. Instead, what happened is I did not meet your expectations, and now we're arguing. You should know what I want. You should know what I need. I didn't expect a puppy. You should know I don't have time for a puppy. I was expecting flowers. I don't have to take care of flowers. In a week, they're in the garbage. I'm good with that. You hear how the argument, okay? I'm disappointed. You're disappointed. I'm hurt. You're hurt. And the shoulds go flying back and forth. It has a huge impact on anger. It has a huge impact on despair. Our dopamine levels in our brain, the feel-good neurotransmitter, falls off sharply when we're disappointed. It results in that feeling of pain. We're suffering now. Something is missing. So we process that feeling into disagreeable emotional hurt. I'm suffering a loss. Very interesting. It's a setup for pain. And again, I'm not saying that expectations are not good. If we look at them as goals to achieve. So that, and they need to be realistic. I need to say to my children, I expect that you're going to do well in school. I expect that I will not hear from the principal that you were misbehaving. I expect that you're going to have good manners, that you're going to participate, that you're going to ask questions. I expect you're going to make some friends. I expect that you're going to join some clubs. I expect that I'm going to probably have to provide some transportation. I expect we may have to do homework together. I expect that I'm going to give you chores. I expect that you may give me lip over doing the chores. Why? Because you're a child. Now, here's the thing, you see. That's an expectation. I kind of expect that I'm going to get some pushback on occasion from my children because I'm going to suggest that they do something and they're not doing it. I may even have an expectation of a time frame. I'm beginning to set things up through my expectations of my children that cause hurt. Causes hurt, causes disappointment, causes pain. One of the things that I love about my profession, mental health, is that we're doing more and more and more studies on the brain. Now, in the past, of all human existence, we have talked about things like expectations and beliefs and behavior. Even long before Freud, it's written in philosophy and theology dating back centuries and centuries in terms of thinking and doing and results, positive results, positive outcomes, positive consequences, or negative results, negative consequences, and that it's a practice. We have not actually, until maybe the past 15 or 20 years, really started to engage in the actual functioning of the brain. How the brain comes up with thought, what the thought triggers, how we control the emotion, how we regulate the expectation, the belief system. One of the things that I know in terms of being in this field for so long, both working in with clients and looking at cognitive behavioral aspects of therapy, that it comes down to core beliefs and expectations. That when we begin to recognize that our core beliefs and our expectations are running our lives, and I'm going to say into the ground, our relationships, our children, okay? When we begin to recognize that these belief systems and expectations are actually doing more damage, we can begin to change them. The interesting thing, and I just went to an anger management seminar a couple weeks ago, and it talked about right brain function and left brain function, and that the right brain has a strong tendency to lean towards the negative. Now, that negativity, those negative thoughts, have a strong tendency, or they not even as tendency, they agitate the emotional centers of our brain, the amygdala, which controls our anger, our pain, our disappointment, our fear. I'm doing right brain thinking. And right brain thinking sounds like this. I expected that you were going to call me. I expected that the dishes were going to be done when I got home from work. I expected you were going to get an A. I expected that you... Okay, so that's one way. There's another way. Self-expectations. I expected I was going to do better. I expected that I was going to accomplish this at a particular time. I didn't expect that I was going to turn out this way. I expected myself to be perfect. I expected that I was going to do things perfectly. Consequences. I am a failure. I'm no good. Everything I touch falls apart. Nobody loves me. Now, all of these things, all of these thoughts are being triggered on the right side of the brain. The consequence is the emotional aspect, low self-esteem, self-hatred, anger, disappointment, shame, guilt, toxic shame, false guilt. These things happen because of our thought process. Our thought process and our expectations. I should have known better. Well, I heard that growing up. So I say I should have known better. It's all happening on the right side of the brain. My expectations, I'm going to postulate the possibility of those types of expectations are also coming out of the right side of the brain. Good news. I can exercise the left side of my brain. I could tell myself to stop. What am I saying? Let me look. I'm looking at my child. I expected you were going to get better grades. I expected you to study. I expected that this was going to happen, that was going to happen. And I'm looking at the face of my child and the tears coming out of their eyes, or they're shutting down, or they're becoming angry. I'm watching all that happen in front of me because of the words that I am putting into their brain. I have a great picture of that. Somebody shouting at their child all this negative stuff, and it's just this hurt look. It's a drawing, a hurt look on this child's face, and the words just going into her brain. We have to take time and communicate wisely. Very important. Communicate wisely. Let me remove the expectations, or let me limit them, or let me also make them attainable. I'm not going to expect my children to always be always. I'm not going to expect them to always be on time. They're children. I hope they are. I will encourage them. It is a goal that I have. So expectations are not useless. But it also depends on how tightly bound I am to those expectations. They can be completely unrealistic, turning them into self-fulfilling prophecies. I expect you to do really well. Okay, I expect you to get those A's. Well, that might say, well, what's wrong with that self-fulfilling prophecy? The problem is that subconsciously, the way that expectation may be responded to is that child may do completely the opposite. Husband might do completely the opposite. Wife might do completely the opposite. It's so important, however, to communicate. And I like to suggest to my clients to work at removing these expectations. Put the word hope. I would hope that you would call me if you're going to be late. I hope you do well in school. I hope you pass your test. I hope the dishes are going to be out of the dishwasher when I get home from work. I hope you walk the dog. I hope I save $365 by the end of the year. I hope that I can lose 10 pounds. It's very different than saying, I don't think I can. I don't expect to. Well, if I expect to and I don't, it can foster all that negativity. Again, it's all that work on the right side of the brain. But being hopeful on the left side of the brain can be really useful. Because hope means all things are possible. If I am expecting a flawless performance from life, I will be sorely disappointed. Life is not going to be easy. It's not going to be what I expect. Oh, I expect that I am going to be married at such and such an age. I'm going to have this kind of career making this kind of money. I'm going to live in this kind of house with these many cars. I expect to have this many children. I expect to live happily ever after. These are expectations that don't work. These expectations lead us down a path of disappointment, anger, frustration. Lack of motivation, blaming yourself, blaming others, feeling a lack of control because I expect you. I can't control anything that anyone else does. My expectations come from me. I have to manage my expectations. I have to look at, are they hurting me? Are they creating an emotional roller coaster? They may be. So I am going to take another little commercial break. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, a licensed professional counselor and your host for today's show, Counselor's Chat.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for today's program, and I am a licensed professional counselor. I'm talking about expectations and belief systems and how they affect our lives, our relationships. As I was sharing before the break, expectations can be useful and they can also be detrimental. Now, what do I mean by that? Useful? They're useful in terms of helping us set goals. They're also useful in terms of recognizing what our needs might be. So, an expectation of how something should, oftentimes expectations come with shoulds, how something should turn out, may come from a need. I might have a need. I expected to have quiet time. I expected that the day was going to turn out differently. My expectations and I think oftentimes do stem from some of the needs that I have or that you may have. I would like to hear if you're going to be late. Okay, so if you are late, I expected a phone call. I need to hear where you are. You're important to me in my life, and I need those things. It's important for me to recognize that and communicate that. However, expectations can also lead to disappointment and heartache and hurt and anger and frustration. So, one of the things that can be really useful around expectations, and I mentioned that, expectation versus hope, is when we look at hope, one of the things that we're actually doing is we're actually widening our perspective. When our expectations fall within a narrow perspective, we are more likely to be disappointed. In other words, I expected when I got home, this was going to be done. I expected the outcome, the validity of the outcome. I expected it to be a particular way. If I broaden my perspective to a possibility, to a hope, then chances are I may be disappointed, but I won't be crushed. I loosen up on the expectation. I become more flexible with the expectation. It does reduce the chance of becoming disappointed. It reduces the chance of becoming angry. And the cue or the clue is in my behavior and in my emotional response and in the words that I am choosing to use. I need to notice those things. I need to stop, very important, reevaluate, and broaden my perspective. Because my expectation of what you should be doing is my expectation. It's not working for me. Not what you're doing. My expectation is not working for me because it's too narrow. It's unflexible. I'm angry. I'm disappointed. I'm hurt. My self-esteem is shot. All based on my expectations. I have a lot of power and control of my own life. Oh my gosh. This is really important. This is a good, valuable learning lesson. I am responsible for my feelings, my actions, my behaviors, based on my perspective, my expectation. If I am always angry, hurt, sad, annoyed, disappointed, I need to take control of my thought process. I need to recognize that my right brain is doing push-ups and my left brain is languishing, doing nothing. Atrophying, as a matter of fact. Clients come in, we got to work on that positive affirmations, positive statements, limiting expectations, building up hope. Living in the moment. Living in the moment helps with eliminating expectations. I begin to accept what is and not what should be. What should be is always in the future. It is also something where you should have, okay, it's in the past. You should have known, you should have done, you should have called. You should have been more responsible. I should have been able to say no. I should have been able to push that piece of pie away. So, it's beating myself up or beating you up for the past or for the future. And we completely miss the present moment. And in the present moment, anything and everything can happen. You're not hemmed into a preconceived idea. In the present moment, we are all open to anything with enthusiasm, as an experience, as a moment to cherish in the now. In the now. Good coping skills are imperative, so that life can provide these lessons in the now, in experiencing what is going on in the present moment. How do I handle this situation now? I walk in, I find the dog was not walked, the dog used the carpet, the dishes were not put in the dishwasher. Okay, I'm talking about my kids, let's say. TV's on. They're sitting in the living room or the family room. They're all playing their games. Homework is not done. I expected all this. I blow up. Okay. So I have to stop. I have to stop and make a decision in terms of how am I going to handle the situation in a way that's going to move things in the direction that I would like them to move into, rather than responding to my expectations. I'm in the present moment. I've got an opportunity to learn a skill right here, right now, within my home, with my children, or my spouse, or my coworker, whatever. I get the opportunity to observe myself and make choices and learn from the situation. All right, so I find that this is what's going on. I say to the kids, okay, you know what? This is not what I was hoping to find when I came home. Please turn the TV off now. Let's put the gadgets away now. You need to walk the dog. You need to clean up the mess. Okay. Let's get this going. Let's move. I'm going to say, as the parent, I'm the team leader. I'm the team leader. We're going to work here as a team. We're all going to participate in this. And we're going to learn. I'm not going to be screaming and yelling and carrying on. I'm going to learn. I'm going to look at this as a life lesson. I'm going to check my attitude. Am I disappointed? Sure, I might be disappointed, but I don't need to be enraged. That's attached to my expectation. I'd hoped things were going to be different when I walked in the door. I might say to my children or my family, you know what, this is what I need to happen. I need these things to happen so that when I come home, okay, you're doing your homework, the chores are done, I get dinner going, we have time to sit as a family and talk, be together, share each other's lives. I do that with enthusiasm attached, so that I can make life exciting. I begin to look at life as a journey. This is the step that I'm making right now. My core beliefs, you always, you never, they are belief systems. I can change them. My expectations, I can change them. I have the power to change my beliefs, my expectations. Oh, people always disappoint me. Well, that means I need to, that's a belief system. People always disappoint me. I'm going to always be hurt. I'm going to stop dating. Marriage is not for me. People are going to always leave me. Oh, I'm going to be left alone, always. That's the belief system. Let me look at my expectation. If I'm living in the present moment, right now I've got someone in my life. Am I working on the relationship today? What is my attitude today? And am I communicating? Am I letting them know my needs? Am I letting them know what I want? And a want and a need are two different things. Keep that in mind. One day at a time. It's a great attitude. Even to the point of 1 hour at a time, 1 minute at a time. When we begin to lessen our expectations and explore our belief systems, we may actually begin to trust more. Believe that is a consequence. If I set up parameters of disappointment based on my expectations, and I judge you harshly, or even judge myself harshly, because of what I think should have happened, how can I trust you? You're going to always fail. If I broaden, okay, my belief system, my expectations, if I lessen them, if I shift them to hope, it opens up the possibility. Because even in the present moment, I am hopeful. I am sharing with you. There is a flow back and forth in our communication. I have removed the expectations. So I can trust. I'm letting you know what I need. I need you to call me if you're going to be late. And I expect it. It's something that I need. I hope you do. You're listening. You're saying, what I'm hearing you say is, yeah, I can hear how you might want that or need that. No, let me follow through. I will call you if I'm going to be late. If you don't call me every single time, I may not be disappointed. I may need to say something. Oh, you know what? I'm kind of disappointed you didn't call. I was worried. Oh, it's I was worried. I'm giving you the opportunity to hear me out. I'm giving you the opportunity to make changes. I'm giving you the opportunity to listen, to hear what I'm saying. I need to say what I need. I need to let go of the outcome. In removing the expectations or limiting them, changing our thoughts, all very important. If I don't want to feel disappointed, I need to change the way I'm thinking about something. If I don't want to feel angry, if I don't want things to disturb my peace of mind, I need to look at my belief systems and my expectations, change them to hope, or release them completely. So I hope this was helpful. And that you noticed your own thoughts, your own feelings, your own behavior. see how they're attached to the expectations that you have of yourself, the expectations that you have for the people in your life, and you work at adjusting them so that your life, your own life, becomes peaceful and moves forward. So I'm Ruth Altamira Roll, again, licensed professional counselor. I have my master's in counseling. I'm nationally certified as a counselor. I have a practice here in Flemington on Main Street. I've been in this field for over 30 years.